Hi everybody, it's Dr. K here, and hope you're having a great day so far. Today I want to talk to you about something that's really helped me out in life. It's sort of steps outside of the fitness realm a little bit, but at the same time it has its application for fat loss, weight loss, strength and conditioning, for overall health and fitness goals, disease chance reduction, and overall career and life goals as well. And it's really about choosing your mentors wisely. You see, probably the biggest reason that at age 27 I can stand here before you and be the owner of my own private practice and have multiple online businesses and be able to help so many people in their lives on a daily basis and offer business coaching to friends of mine and friends of friends of mine and that sort of thing and really have an ability to have this reach comes down to something that's far outside of me. I've been accused, I guess you could say, in the past of just sort of having it and having that special talent. And while I do believe I'm an intelligent person, I really think it comes down to having the right mentors. I think it really comes down to modeling, having people in your life that you decide you can trust and that you're willing to put some blind faith into. And this is harder if you do it later in life and you've never done it earlier because the chances are you'll get scarred somewhere along the way, and it makes it that much harder to really reach out and trust somebody. But that's what I want you to do. I want you to think about who that person's going to be. I want you to try and think about meeting that person if you don't know them already, and get your mindset there. Believe that you're going to find that person, and you probably will. And then tell them up front that you're putting your trust into them. You know, there's certain mentors of mine in the fitness industry that far and above have done more for me than everybody else, and that's because they've been there for me and because I've told them that I'm willing to trust them, and they've put some trust back into me. Now, what I needed to do is follow through, and I'll name a few of them to you in case any of these names might sound familiar. Susan Hill, who's the creator of fitnessforgolf.com, it's an excellent website. It's not an affiliate site for me to be naming that to you, but if you are at all interested in golf, it's a fitness membership site for golfers. It's absolutely phenomenal. She has been offering her services online for a much longer time than I have, and she has served as a phenomenal mentor for me. And, you know, her and I are not working together at this point in time right now, but I had an entire year of being able to really listen to her, receive her advice, and graciously she provided me with it. And the thing is, my side, my job was to follow through. Because here she was in a position of authority, offering me a unique and amazing opportunity. And I was at a crossroad, right? Either I could listen to everything and put my best foot forward, even when I felt like I wanted to disagree, and do it, and have her continue to be able to offer me advice. And even if sometimes there were imperfections, which I'm not sure there were, you know, I had to accept that as part of the learning process. Or I could disagree, choose not to listen. And then what would have happened? I probably would have scarred that relationship, decreased her desire to do that for anybody in the future, and decreased my own desire to do that for somebody in the future. Instead, I took it another direction. I listened, I did things as quickly and as effectively as possible, and, you know, just a year and a half later, I can't even begin to tell you the difference that's made in my life. She is one amazing example and somebody that really helped me construct the shoulder injury guide and the back injury guide and these ebooks that have grown in popularity and desire for people and have helped change and transform lives and have a much farther reach than I did in person to be able to help people get out of pain or strengthen joints and prevent injuries, things that really matter. You know, they might not be the most significant things to you in your life, but to me, this advanced my career, but more importantly, it helped people feel better. And it helped them feel better, the same people that I couldn't have touched before. Jim Labate would be another example of a mentor and probably the longest standing out of the fitness industry that's helped me. Jim Labate had taught me my sales approach, which really is not salesy. It's a conversation. It's understanding somebody, but being willing to formalize that into an event where you sit down and you speak with them and you listen to their concerns, and then you give them an honest opinion about whether or not you can truly help them. And just by listening to him and seeing the way he interacted with other people, I was able to form a lot of my methods in the way that I've developed my business. Now, I'm giving you these examples because hopefully one of them will put that light bulb in your head that goes off that says, ah, I know somebody just like this that could help me. And I watched the way he interacted with people, and I paid attention, and I followed, and I shadowed, and then I tweaked it, and I modified it to be able to fit my personality some more. But I put the blind faith. I tried things that didn't make sense to me, that put me outside of my comfort zone, because I knew somebody had already tested this stuff. I knew somebody had gone that extra distance and learned through experience and expense and everything else in education. So I put my faith into them. Ryan Lee is another great mentor of mine, although I don't know him as much personally as I do through his newsletters and through his information products that have helped assist me not only with fitness coaching to other fitness professionals, but in addition to actual exercises and movements that I hadn't known about, to communication with you guys online, because I've been listening to that guy in his newsletter for God knows how long. And I've seen the way he's able to communicate with his list and share things that are important to him and not be so bashful with it and tell people about his family. And you know what? I want to connect with you. I do want to connect with you, but I was timid and scared and I didn't know how people would respond. But because I could model after somebody, because I could see the way that he would write to them and care about them and address their concerns, albeit on a much larger level of 200,000 people on his list, I could learn from that, and I could model his behavior and use it, and sometimes put that blindfold on and just go for it. And now, you know, a year later or a couple months later, a couple weeks later, depending, maybe 2 years later, depending on when you got on my list, here you are, okay? And you're listening to me, and there's a reason for that, because we have a relationship, because we matter to each other, and you matter to me in my life, and hopefully I matter to you in yours. I don't think you'd be listening to this if I didn't. Mentors of mine in the physical therapy world, let's just talk career a little bit further and then we'll get rid of that subject and we'll move on and we'll talk a little bit about family. But mentors of mine in the physical therapy world have been able to provide me with advanced knowledge and techniques that have set me 10 years in front of my colleagues and peers. And I was very choosy with my mentors in physical therapy. The reason is I believe that if you've seen one physical therapy program, you've only seen one. Whereas medical school, it's the same curriculum all over the place. You can have better professors or worse professors and better programs or worse programs, but the curriculum is the same. In physical therapy school, that's not the case, unfortunately. I hope that it will be someday, but it's not right now. And one program is different from another, so I was very choosy with where to go. And, you know, I was very choosy with which professors to bond with and listen to and ask questions to. And then when it came time for my internships and, you know, really trying to pick the perfect facility to learn from, I had to dig deep, and I spent more time than I could possibly explain to you just reflecting on how to make that decision properly. And once I did, I dove right in. Because here's the thing, I spent the time making the decision that I was going to trust this person, and I would have been doing myself and them a disservice not trusting them, and all of my future patients for that matter. Do you know how many times I bit my lip and thought I was right but listened anyways? And then now, a couple years later, found out they were right. Took a little while to digest, but I listened, okay? And I tried it, and I tried it, and I tried it, and I asked my questions, and I bounced my ideas off other people, and I learned from them. And this has been such a rewarding experience, whether it's through manual therapy of hands-on skills, which is, if you guys don't know what that is, it's the idea of the healing touch. You know, putting your hands on somebody and being able to move the joint around a little bit or add assistance or resistance to a movement or get rid of a restriction in tissue and massage it out. This stuff comes not only with experience, but with the right mentors and skills and approach. And the way somebody reacts to you is important. And you learn that through watching and modeling. Modeling is the greatest way to advance in life without having to have all the trials and tribulations and figure it all out on your own. And I know what you're thinking. All right, well, you know, maybe I didn't grow up in the perfect household where I had this modeling behavior and could learn it early, so what do I do now? Well, my answer is you do now what maybe I did then. You start doing it. You just swallow your pride and you say, all right, I can learn from others. You see, I have a wonderful family. I'm very gifted. I'm very fortunate. My father is the amazing story, that great American story. He's the guy that came from the completely impoverished background in a third world country, made it to the United States, rose above all odds, and now saves lives every single day as a vascular surgeon. I can't think of somebody better to model my life after and try and do the same thing than him. And, you know, it sounds great, yeah, it's my dad, but no, truth be told, it's really an amazing story. And if I just step back out of my position as son, and spoiled son at that, let's face it, and I try and observe that behavior and the way he treats people and how that possibly could have happened outside of intelligence, you know, it's a level of respect that he presents to anybody and everybody he meets. It's the way that he can be lighthearted at moments where nobody else can, and when life seems to just be hitting a dead end, and bring a smile to somebody's face. These are the qualities and characteristics that have allowed him, beyond everybody else in his league, to rise above. These are the things, the dedication, the diligence, the hard work. My mother, she's a nurse practitioner. She specializes in geriatrics, treating older people. And you know, she's dedicated her entire life, despite illnesses and certain problems with her health, to try and enhance the health of others. And she acted as caretaker to my brother and I growing up and spent all the time with an optimistic point of view, despite the fact that I met many people with many less problems that were very pessimistic. Can I tell you how inspiring that is? But couldn't I have looked at this a different way? Couldn't I have chosen my mentors differently? Couldn't I have said, that's not who I want to learn from. I only want to learn from somebody that's perfectly healthy. Or I only want to learn from a physical therapist and I don't want to learn from my family. Or you know what, that's my mom, she doesn't know anything. Or, which is not true. Okay, I could have, right? But I took a different approach and I tried to take a step back. And I very often reflected. And writing in a journal helped me do that. Taking time to myself, sitting and laying in my bed and staring at the ceiling. That made a difference, believe it or not. Sports, athletics, time where it was dedicated to me, allowed me the ability to reflect and move on and move forward in life. These things are important. I was talking about my family, and I should be doing due diligence to be able to mention my brother Jamil. You know, Jamil is an amazing, amazing person. He's intelligent. He's as intelligent as intelligence gets. I mean, it's really amazing to interact with him and understand just how much he knows. It's like he's the kind of guy that if you watch Jeopardy, I don't know how many of you guys have watched that show, he just kind of knows every answer, and, you know, he's paid attention, he's read every book, and he just thrives on that, and he loves it, and he's a really cool guy, and everybody loves to interact with him. And you know what? For a while growing up, I had a hard time interacting with people, especially after I moved as a child, and I'd gained a bunch of weight, and it wasn't that easy. But instead of looking at that and feeling jealousy, okay, I'll admit it, I felt it temporarily, but I had to take a step back again. Okay, instead of looking at that and feeling jealousy, what I did is I reset my mindset. And I looked at that and I said, how can I do that? You know, Jamil, will you teach me? And of course he did, graciously, because he's always been a supportive older brother to me. And it's amazing to see the way that people had responded to him. And here I was, the fat kid, right? I mean, the fat kid gets made fun of, and I understand that goes, and it sucks that that's the way it is. But, you know, that's society, and it can be mean. Society can be really, really strange and harsh to you sometimes. And, you know, he had gone through a similar struggle, but he was able to sort of get around it and rise above it. And the way he did it was by treating people very nicely and by constantly having a good and positive attitude and trying harder, not trying less and giving up. And, you know, that's sort of, I guess, followed by his inspiration from my parents as well. But it really helps. My grandmother, God bless her soul, was the nicest soul in the entire world. She just never would say anything mean about anybody, and she would bite her tongue if she was thinking it. And sometimes you'd see that process going on, but rather than leaving somebody with a negative remark, she'd try and put a positive spin on it or keep her mouth shut. And you know, I'm not perfect about that, but what about leaving a positive influence on everybody in your life? What if you could turn into that mentor for somebody? So I ask you, when you're choosing your mentors, are you being careful with your choice? Are you observing not just negative but positive? Are you taking a step back? And are you saying to yourself, can I trust this person? Are you saying to yourself, is this somebody with the credentials and education that deserves to be my mentor? And who else could I be listening to? You know, if you've chosen to listen to me, thank you. I'm here for you. I really, truly am. And I know there's a lot of people online that might not be. And there probably are a lot of people that are, and they really do care. And there's different levels of caring online and offline. But the bottom line remains the same. Before you make a decision on me or anybody else, evaluate for yourself. A, can I connect with this person? Can I see eye to eye with them? Am I willing to listen to them? B, do I trust them? You got to trust them. You got to be able to put that blind faith. See, if they tell me to do something that's outside of my comfort zone, will I do it? Even now that I've said I trust them. because it's a whole nother step to take action. These are three very, very important questions. So the next time in life that you're looking to get a raise or move up in the job place or increase your fitness level or find a perfect mentor in whatever the situation, whether you're 80 years old or whether you're 3 years old, I want you to ask yourself these three questions. I want you to say to yourself, I'm going to trust this person. I can connect with them, and I will take action. So, I hope you've asked this question about me at this point. I hope you see me as your mentor. I love being your mentor, and I love helping you get healthy. And if all of these things are true, then I encourage you, I urge you in the strongest possible terms, take me up on my offers. They're free. Join the abstrengthguide.com, abstrengthguide.com. You can find the link. You know it's here. You know it's on my blog. Join lifthardplayhard.com. Start out with weightlosscardio.com. If you're a golfer, try postureforgolf.com. Get yourself moving. Get yourself healthy. Believe in somebody. If it's not me you're going to believe in, that's why I offer you other people's products. Because I want you to be healthy. It's not about the money. It's about your health. It's about the reach. It's about the fact that hopefully you trust me by now to only give you the best, whether it's from me or anybody else. So choose your mentors wisely. Believe in yourself and believe in them, and sometimes believe in them more than yourself. You can always look back and apologize to yourself later, but you may not have that opportunity with them. And to any of my mentors that are listening to this audio, thank you so much. I love you all, and you've been wonderful and kind to me in my lifetime more than I could ever possibly show my gratitude. Again, guys, I'm Dr. K. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I sure hope this was good food for thought. Take care now. Bye-bye.